Hey, everybody. Welcome to an amazing episode of Bad Girls Club. This is season 16, episode 4, Gang Gang Gone.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Why is it always a new song? Hey, guys.
I didn't know any of the words to this one.
Welcome to Bad Girls Club, season 16, episode 4. On the panel, we have the lovely Kayla.
Hey.
And then myself,
Chrissy. Hey. Lovely, lovely.
Okay, so Amber is not here today. Amber is in Minnesota at a wedding. And I don't know if Camila is ever going to be joining the panel. So I'm not really sure. I think she was planning on it, but I have no idea what's going on with that. Okay, so we're going to have Kaylee Skype in. However, Kaylee has not accepted our request. So if you guys could just tweet Kaylee and say, hey, Kaylee, could you accept AfterBuzz?
Kaylee, you know, accept our
Skype. Yeah, because I got request. All we're your guys' questions. You. I have like 20 questions. Okay, so Aladria, you know, starts off with Aladria says she doesn't want to fight. Kayla says she is, you know, getting really bad frenemy vibes from Aladria. And then Aladria says that she will not allow bullying around her, which is kind of strange because Aladria was on the bullying train when bullying was in vogue.
Right.
And now that bullying is not in vogue.
Right.
She's not into it.
Info.
So it's kind of interesting. So Aladria tells the girls that she wants to be an advocate for rape victims because when she was enlisted in the army, she was raped.
Right.
Which was very sad.
Yeah.
Oh. Somebody on your panel was crying as you're watching it.
Because you know I'm a sensitive old sucker sometimes. Yes, I did cry. I mean, because I can relate to it, so... I'm not going to, you know, make it about me, as she said. Because, no, you know, Kayla makes it about Kayla.
So. I mean, I think most women are, you know, we live in a rape society. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I was very proud of her for coming out and saying that on national television.
Yeah.
It really showed a different side of Aladria. So then Z goes out and Z is crying. And I feel like Z is a very, like, you know, she's a tough girl. She's a tough broad. So she was outside and she was crying. I think that when she saw that it was acceptable, that somebody that she looks up to, that strong and, you know, a powerful woman was saying that this happened to her.
Right.
And she isn't going to let it kill her, you know, or define her. Z really took that, so Z's crying.
Yeah, they had a moment.
Mm-hmm. And then, so Aladria, you know, comforts Z and tells her, you know, like, you're okay, you know, you did nothing wrong, which, you know, a lot of women, they have this, you know, they're like, oh, I was wearing too short of a skirt, I was too drunk,
yeah,
I was sending signals,
okay.
You know, it's
still not a reason.
Yeah, you know, so that was really awesome that she did that. So... her speech was beautiful, in my opinion. So they go to the gastro pub, Z, Kaylee, and Stephanie. And Stephanie says that she can really, like, feel the division in the group. My bun is making my headphones move. What's going on here? So Stephanie says that she can feel, like, the divide. Can you feel the divide in the group?
I mean, yeah, I totally see the divide that's happening in the group. I mainly just see... really, everybody, Adrian's kind of, you know, she's trickling by the wayside, just hanging. And mm-hmm. I feel like they say that a lot about Z, but, you know, Z, she's chilling, but mm-hmm. she's still, I feel like they give her more camera time of where it seems like she's speaking her mind more so than mm-hmm. what we see of Adrian. We just see more of Adrian kind of being in the background a lot. And I actually... like her.
I don't think
that
I've ever watched a season where one of the girls, like one of the original girls, like you never see her. I mean, Adrian or Ryan, I don't even know what to call her. I think she refers to herself as Ryan.
Ridiculously Ryan.
I think she said two lines in the whole episode. I kind of felt bad for her.
No, yeah.
But I mean, I guess it's, you know, better she's doing that than like being a bully.
Yeah.
So
I mean, the divide is really only coming in where it's Aladria and Kayla. Mm-hmm. That's really the only divide I see. You know, a little bit of Kaylee and this whole issue that ends up arising a little mm-hmm. later on in the show where we talk about that. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't really feel like there's a huge division. I just feel like there's
going to be
a clash of the titans because it's the two, mm-hmm. you know, head honcho
type girls.
Don't
they kind of always do that, I feel, mm-hmm, in every season? They always kind
of... I was hoping they wouldn't do that.
I feel like... sometimes it's not even that it's really happening. It's more so that the, you know, they get the girls in to do their little, like, interviews, and they say, like, you know, how is it with so-and-so? You know, they're trying to, like, make drama, because it is a reality show. And it is, you know, edited, so we don't really know what's happening.
Yeah.
So they're outside, Kaylee and Kayla. And Kaylee, you know, says that, you know, she's only going... Oh, so they're outside smoking. And Kayla says to Kaylee, oh, well, Z said to me that you said I'm only going out if Kayla gets me out. So, like, I'm paraphrasing. So then she took that as a challenge. And then Kaylee says, I never said that. Which, roll back the tapes, because I have zero idea who said what.
I didn't really pay attention to that whole part of the situation.
Yeah, I don't really care. I don't really think it matters if, you know, Z says, Kaylee said anything. It's, you know, it's hearsay. I mean, that's, you know, if they were in a court of law, that's not admissible. No one cares. So, right. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't really take
that
stuff.
I feel like that's the last tell in, maybe, of Kayla trying to stir up some trouble, kind of taking the position as a instigator in the house,
well,
you know? So,
you know, I did feel like she was an instigator. However, in this particular moment, I don't... Okay, I gotta move these.
No.
It's like the bun is like too much. Okay, in this particular moment, I do not think that Kayla was really stirring up drama, because she said that maybe she was just trying to like defend herself, but after she said that, she was like, oh, well, let's go ask Z. And I feel like if it wasn't a true statement, I feel like if Kayla did not think that,
she wouldn't have said, let's go to the source. I agree with that, but then at the same time, I feel like with her kind of stirring things up initially, that even if she was possibly wrong and she knew it, she still just wanted to stir the pot, because she was enjoying the fact that she could still play puppet, like, and just say one thing, like, oh, I tell you this, and then you go jump. Like, you don't even ask me how high, because you're just so ready to do it, and I'm just sitting back like, oh, I didn't have to do much, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, half and half on that one.
I agree.
Like,
and then what?
But I like Kayla. I have grown to like Kayla.
What
even
did
she
you
has
think
my name
about
and doesn't spell it right.
When Kaylee, I think it's funny that Kaylee and Kayla don't like each other because their names are so similar. I feel like I would be friends with somebody if their name was like, just so we could, you know, I'd be like, oh, that's so fun.
Like Amber and Amber.
Yeah, I think it's so weird that they were kind of like, I don't know, the fact that Kaylee apologized and then Kayla kind of like jumped on that as like, I can't believe this girl just apologized.
And that's why coming back to what I was saying, that's why I feel like she was trying to instigate there a little bit.
But do you think
because
that,
she got a kick out of that.
Yeah, like, but do you think that Kaylee was, I don't think that Kaylee was apologizing for what Kayla thought that she was apologizing for. I don't think Kaylee was apologizing like, oh, hey, I'm sorry that you guys, you know, attacked me and were, you know, abusive towards
like
me.
Like, maybe
and
being
the
bigger person and saying, I'm sorry for the situation at home, maybe.
Yes, I think she was just apologizing for anything that, like, she may have had to do with the situation.
Right, so they could move forward and they could move on. Right.
However, the fact that, you know, she
when
was
her
like...
took it as...
Yeah, when, you know, she took that as, like, weakness, when it's like apologizing really doesn't make you weak. But in this circumstance, I feel like they kind of edited it down because just what Kaylee was saying to me, I was like, I don't think that, you know, maybe the way that she expressed herself didn't come out right.
Right.
Because I really don't think that she was like apologizing for the fight. I think she was apologizing for any hand she had in the fight.
Right.
She didn't really do anything from what we can see. But if she called or she Skypes in, maybe we'll be able to find out.
Right. Yeah. Because the way editing did it, it kind of made it look like exactly what Kayla was saying. Like, oh, why'd she apologize and think she's so stupid for
doing
it?
Like, she doesn't have a backbone. But maybe she has more of a backbone because of the fact that she apologized. I mean, I don't think it was like an apology the way that she was looking at it. I think it was more so, I just want to move forward. And, you know,
let's be adults.
Yeah, I have nothing against you.
That's what we're here for, right? To change or no?
Yeah. So then they go to Z, and Z says, oh, you have her? Oh, cool.
Yay!
Our TV's not on. Our monitor's not on. Just heads up, Steve.
So
we don't have... Our monitor's not on. Oh, perfect. Thank you.
So, like, I can't see you guys, so.
Yeah, hey, we can't see you either. Hey, Miss Kaylee. Hey.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
So we were actually just talking about when you and Kayla were outside and you had apologized. Did they kind of edit it down, or were you apologizing for the fight, or were you more so just apologizing for your hand in the fight?
It was neither. It was me more of apologizing pretty much for letting it even get that far, because I feel like I should have done more to, you know, I mean, I guess calm the situation down, or not even just, I guess, throw more hands than I did. Mm-hmm. So it was more of that, more than me being like, I'm sorry that we had to go through this together type of thing. That's how she made it seem when I was apologizing. That's not what it was.
Right. Yeah, I felt like, just as a viewer, I kind of felt like you were just saying, you know, I'm sorry that this happened, you know, so we can move on. Not that you were like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, that you guys, like, attacked me.
Yeah, no.
No. did you feel bad at all that, like, Tabitha left? Or did you just feel like she had to go, like, you know, for everything
that
she had done?
No, I think she had to go. Like, there was just, like, certain things that had happened. Like, if she didn't go, like, probably would have just been a bigger issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that she was really apologetic about the situation. You know, I know that on some of our other seasons, you know, people, like, bully people. But then if you go to the reunion and, you know, you apologize, I feel like, you know, that's you learn from something. I heard that Tabitha didn't actually, like, apologize or anything at the reunion. Is that true?
No. However,
you don't have to talk too much about it, I know, because, you know, clearly.
I know. I ended up, like, hugging at the reunion or whatever, and it was because we were actually talking about, like, some, like, really personal, deep conversations about, like, you know, like, rape and sexual assault, and, like, it ended up being really personable, and, like, everyone kind of started to tear up, and she was crying, and she was like, Kaylee, she was like, I have a 20-year-old sister, like, whatever, and I looked at her, and I was like, thank you, that's all I wanted to hear. And she was like, can I have a hug? And she said it twice, and I kind of like looked at Tanisha. I was like, oh shit, you know. So and it was just like one of those, but it was never really like, I'm sorry for what I did. I hate that that happened to you. I mean, Winter, I mean, she kind of tried to apologize to me, but it was like fake, and it was more of like a, I don't know, she kind of wanted to do it for her fans type of thing. It was never like a sympathetic emotional type of response.
Are you and, so I actually have some questions that people tweeted at me. Are you and Winter, are you guys cool now?
No. I mean, we're not, we don't sit there, we don't bicker back and forth, but we're not cool. We're just kind of like, you're there, I'm here, it is what it is, like, it's over at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you guys just have, you know, vastly different personalities. Yeah, you know, backgrounds, just personalities. I mean, for me, there really didn't seem like there was an actual reason that she disliked you. Do you think that there's, is there anything that they didn't show that maybe you can clue us in on of why she, you know, kind of, she really targeted you, and there really didn't seem like there was any reason?
Well, there was one time we were sitting by the pool, it was our very first day, and she looked at me, and she was really drunk, and she was like, you're gonna be my little friend. And I just looked at her, and I was obviously smoking a cigarette, of course. And I was like, oh, okay. And then from the day after, we started fighting, but they never even showed that part. And it just would have been a lot funnier, but we were never really cool. I mean, from what I got from it, what they said, they didn't like the way that I dressed, the way that I talked, or the way that I acted. They just said that I just didn't fit in, pretty much, just because. Just because. There wasn't an actual reason.
Wow. It's very disgusting behavior. Do you think that Winter should have been sent home along with Tabitha when they were, you know, bullying you and going after you? Because they pretty much were on the same level, other than the fact that Tabitha kicked you, correct?
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, in other seasons, there's been worse things that happened to other girls, and they still have stayed. You know what I mean? Like, Winter, yeah, she did some horrible shit, whatever, that they kind of show. But, like, there was other things that happened, like, that they can't show that went down. So it wasn't even a choice. That's why everyone was like, I don't understand how Dream and Winter did the same exact things, and Dream got sent home and not Winter.
Yeah, no, I think I know what you're, like, touching on, but I'm not going to bring that up because, you know, that's personal business that you have. Other than, like, that, we're just kind of touching on, the fact that she kicked you, did Winter do anything that was similar to that, like physically hurting you, or was that just Tabitha with like the kicking? Or and was there anything else that we didn't see? Because that was kind of, that was a graphic kick, and I feel like they kind of edited it almost, you know, like they do all the filters and stuff to make it not seem as bad. Was there other stuff that happened during that fight?
That kick happened literally, the same exact thing happened about two or three times. Well, you can't really tell, like, that hallway is, like, long. Like, it looks short, you know what I mean? But it's, like, long. Like, me walking away, like, something happened, I was like, I just can't, I can't even fight you at this point. Mm-hmm. So, I had to, like, walk away, and then I got kicked three times. But, like, I honestly don't think Winter kicked me, to be quite honest with you. Like, I could, like, feel it by my, like, thinking of, like, the footprint. It was the exact same thing over and over again in the same spot. So, it was, like, I don't know.
That's
and then I... Like, I don't know, other thing happened, like, she, I don't know, I mean, Winter pushed me, you know, in that fight. I mean, the very first fight we had, I mean, we both went toes, we both threw hands, you know what I mean, but, like, the last, like, the second fight, it was mostly Dream over Winter.
With that fight that you were just talking about, someone had asked, when you guys were downstairs, who threw the first punch? Was it you, or was it Winter?
For if the first fight, it was me.
If you can even remember.
Yeah,
and then
yeah, it was me. But like, listen, like what I had to say, like they put their hands on me. You know what I mean? Like my first automatic reaction, I was like, what is going on? I was kind of confused at first. I was like looking at Winter, and when I got dropped outside, I got up, I ran in. Winter was the one on my feet. I ran in. She was the first person I saw. I just ran up to her, like bow. I threw the first hit. Yes. But, like, don't put your hands on me, and you guys can sit there and say it's a joke all you want, but at the end of the day, it's not a joke. You don't put your hands on people for no reason at all.
I mean, that wasn't even putting their hands on you. That was, like, kidnapping you. I mean, the way that they just both swooped in and picked you up, I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
So if you could redo that, like, if you could redo the fight, would you have done anything different? Like, would you have defended yourself more, or would you just stand by what you did during the fight? Because I know that you've gotten, you know, good backlash and bad backlash from fans. Has that, you know, changed at all, like, your perception of what you would have done?
I mean, good question. I mean, I don't think I would. Honestly, I feel like everything happens for a reason. I probably wouldn't change anything I did. I mean, yeah, like, the backlash is bad, and, like, sometimes it's just, like, really hard to deal with, but, like, you can't take anything back. Like, it is what it is. Like, I don't regret anything. Like, I don't know. No, I wouldn't take it back. No.
I mean, you know, I know that, you know, this is a show about people. You know, a lot of the girls really, like, going in, it's, like, bad girls, you know, like, we're going to, like, defend ourselves and hurt people and stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to stick with your principles, and that's just, you know, if you weren't about fighting people in that moment, you know, then you don't have to fight people. That's, you know, and it's very easy for, like, everybody watching, it's very easy for you to sit at home and say, oh, I can't believe she did that, like, I would have done this.
All the time.
But it's, you know, it's not your life, you're just a viewer watching, and, you know, it's easy for you to comment when you're not there.
Right.
Exactly.
So, I already answered that. Who is your favorite bad girl and from different seasons, and which is your favorite season? If you're a fan, I don't even know if you've seen any of the shows.
Yeah, some girls say they've never seen the show before.
I don't think I have a favorite season, but, like, I have, like, a couple of favorite bad girls. Like, I really love Tanisha. I mean, like, there's no way you can watch a Bad Girls Club and not love her. Like, you know what I mean? I love Tanisha. There was a couple of them. I really liked Rocky. Megan. And she was a little crazy. I loved her. I don't know. There was a couple of them, but never, like, an actual favorite season that I really liked. It was more of, like, pieces of others.
Somebody wanted to know, how did it feel to hit Winter in the face twice?
Can I be really honest with you?
Yes.
When I first watched that, I turned around, like, with my hands on my face, like, on my cheeks, and, like, with my mouth open. I had no idea that even happened. Like, I was so mad and just, like, overwhelmed with everything that was going on that it was just, like... Like, I was shocked when I saw that. I was like, dude, I didn't even know I hit her. Like,
it's I think that happens. It's kind of like you black out a little bit. Because it's all the adrenaline.
Hell yeah, it was crazy. Yeah,
for sure.
Now, do you think, because this is something, I mean, I've even said it on the season, or, like, you know, just watching it as a viewer, that I kind of felt like you were trying to portray the victim a little bit. And, I mean, I know a lot of the girls have said that. Do you think that you personally were portraying a victim? And then, like, when you watched it, did you think that, like, not that I'm saying you were a victim, but when you were watching it, did you think to yourself as a viewer that you looked like a victim?
Living it, I felt like I wasn't a victim at all, because mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to stoop down to your level and, you know, fight with you and argue with you and call you names and just, mm-hmm. you know, just be rude to you for no reason, you know what I mean? But, like, if you want to do that to me, you know what, all the bad karma on you is going to come back to you 10 times worse, you know, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, not necessarily, but at the same time. I guess.
No, I see what you're saying, because, like, when you're in it, you know, you don't think that you're coming off a certain way, but then when you watch yourself, you're like, oh, yeah. Plus, you know, it is edited, so, you know, yeah. it's the same way probably with Tabitha. Tabitha probably didn't think that she was, like, a bully. She probably thought, like, oh, I'm making for good TV, but then when she watched it, she probably was like, oh, wow, you know?
Right.
So probably the same with you, you know?
That's what they were saying. They said, they were like, well, we kept going because she wasn't getting mad, and I was like, well, yeah, like, well, like, what make you think that that would make me upset? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you guys are just trying to pop up and nobody knows why. So why am I going to take that to heart?
Mm-hmm. So did you think that production had any manipulating in the story? Do you think that production made it so that the girls kind of came at you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I've seen that from day one. I almost, like, I feel like I was, like, set up, mm-hmm. I guess, sort of say, because, like, they knew, like, you could just look at me and be like, yeah, this bitch is small. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not... I'm not trying to, like, you know, just pop off for no reason to fight someone just because I don't like their skirt, you know? Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I just...
There's always someone on the show like that. Amber was supposed to be that girl, too. But then mm-hmm. usually the little ones always bring a little fire that no one knows they have. And then it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, hell yeah, it was.
Being in the Bad Girl Club mansion... did it annoy you to wake up and have cameras in your face every day?
It would annoy you just to wake up there sometimes. I'd just be like, fuck, I'm still here. But yeah, like, you'd wake up and walk down the hallway just to pee, and there's just cameras mm-hmm. following you, and you'd just be like, bruh, like, I'm literally trying to shit right now. Can you please?
Right,
like,
right.
Or I would be, like, trying to, like, you know, like, I'd be hungover. I think it was, like, 2 nights. I was actually, like, really, really drunk. And I was hungover, and I was trying to puke. And they kept opening the curtains, and I was like, please. And I just kept, like, you know. Because
they wanted,
like,
to get that on camera. That's good for TV, yeah. Girl.
They did that on my season, too.
They forced me when I was throwing up in the bathroom for the cameras to go in there and, like, open it. And I was trying to keep it closed. Yeah. And they wanted the show, like.
Yeah,
they believe it.
They did that to me, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think I was, like, crying, and I was like, I want my mom. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they were like, can you say that again? Can you say that again?
And I'm like, I want to go home.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yes.
Did you learn anything about yourself being in the Bad Girls Clubhouse?
Yeah. I realized, like, I'm just not that person anymore. Like, I went through a phase, like, I was bullied really bad, and then I became the bully, and I just didn't care. I was, like, you know, a top cheerleader, you know, dating football players. Like, I thought my shit didn't stink, you know? And, you know, like, I had some karma come back to me. Like, you know, this jump, like, when I was jumped out of the house, that was my first rodeo, you know what I'm saying? So, like, no, whatever. So I went back, I apologized to everybody. We were on good terms, and, like, I went back there, and I was just like, this really isn't me. Like, I just don't like to fight over stupid bullshit anymore. Like, how can, like, something so small, like, set you off, like, you know, eating somebody's french fries on accident, like, my bad.
Like, right.
This is, like, stupid. Like, just stupid, stupid stuff. Like, it doesn't affect me anymore.
Can you see us at all? Can you see us now?
Oh, yay. We can see you.
We can see you. Can you see us?
I can't see you guys.
Hey.
Oh,
sorry. I'm
just, like, well, you look beautiful.
We can see you.
So, da-da-da-da-da.
Oh. And I'm going to go to the bar after.
Do you live? Oh, hey. Where do you live in Massachusetts?
If you want to say, funny story. Mm-hmm. I actually moved to Florida like a week ago.
Oh, hey, oh! What part of Florida?
Naples. I'm back in Naples.
Oh, hey, I love it around
where
there.
Where did you live when you were in Massachusetts?
I lived like South Shore of Boston. Like, I lived in Seekonk, and then I went back up north. Oh. I came back down. moved back to Seekonk, graduated Seekonk High School, and then moved to Rhode Island, and then moved to Florida.
Oh, that's crazy.
I've never stayed, like, really in the same spot. Like, I'm always, like...
Mm-hmm. A little gypsy. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so, my friends call me that. Mm-hmm. That's
okay. Do you... actually watched a documentary on gypsies, like, last night. How weird is that? Okay.
I want to get one.
I don't know. I was just thinking about that. Okay. So, do you like how you are currently being portrayed on the show?
I mean, not really. I mean, production did me dirty. I was just like, shit, like, saying that I was, like, a boyfriend stealer and, like, you know, just, like, all, like, these crazy things. And, like, I mean, yeah, they make me look pretty bad. Like, I look weak, but, like, back home, like, I would never pull some shit like that. It was just more of, like, I can see where this is going, and I know you guys are going to pop off, so I want people to see this shit. And, you know, production tried to explain, well, people aren't going to see it like that, so it was just... I kind of wish I did a little differently, but.
So, how did you get started on Musical.ly?
Actually, I was living in Florida. My best friend came down for my birthday, and I posted one video. And the very first video I ever posted was featured.
Oh, wow.
And I started getting, like, thousands of followers, so I just kept making more videos, and it just went up.
Yeah, I started, I just recently made one, and it's crazy how many, like, young kids are on that.
Yeah,
it's like,
so that's why, like, I don't really I'll do musicals with, like, swears in them, but, like, I'll always, like, cover my mouth or just, like, do something to, like, I don't know. I gotta respect my fans, you know what I mean? So yeah.
I watched a whole, like, video on it because, you know, the kids are so young, but wow, there's, like, a lot of, like, inappropriate dancing, like, really young kids. I don't know. I was just, like, watching it. I was like, where are the parents?
Mm-hmm.
There should be, like, you know, people of over 20, I feel like, on it. Okay, do you think that you will ever be on another type of bag roll show, like a spinoff? Because you do feel like they kind of, you know, played you dirty. Do you feel like you would put yourself in that situation again?
Maybe, because I would have a different mindset. I mean, I think I would. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you would be good on it. I don't think that you really got to shine that much on this season so far because of just the girls, you know, coming at you because they didn't really have much of a, you know, storyline other than that.
That, like, I think that's why they were so upset, like, when I wanted to leave, because, like, it was, like, this episode when Steph comes to the house, it was, like, I had someone that, like, made me, like, really happy, that, like, made me, like, comfortable. Like, she was just, like, because I was so, like, for, like, the first, like, 2 or 3 weeks, like, I just, like, if I don't like you, I'm not going to associate, you know what I mean? So it's just, like, you know, fuck you. I'm just going to do whatever. And she just came in, and she was, like, girl, like, always screaming, like, her laugh, like, it was my type of chick, always wanted to talk to random-ass people, like, so I'd always get, like, drunk with her, like, she was awesome, and she was, like, my light, but, and the production was, like, Kaylee, we've never seen a side, like, a side of you like this before, and I was, like, yeah, I know. Just, I don't know.
Yeah, the company, I think, you know, definitely the company you keep makes it. If, you know, if everyone has bad energy and is negative, you know, it's like, of course that's going to take...
Yeah, for sure. It'll take a toll on you, too.
And so I felt like a lot of the girls, when Kayla and Eladria were, like, having that fight, I feel like nobody really was standing in. Do you think... I mean, personally, though, for you, you're very tiny, but what about the other girls? Like, I thought that was kind of strange.
Yeah,
everyone was just standing there.
They just wanted to see that circus show, Clash of the Titans.
Do you think that is, because I feel like that's kind of new on the Bad Girls Club. I feel like normally the girls kind of try to, like, break each other up. Do you think it's just that there's so much security now? Or do you think, is it, like, a liability? Do they say to you girls, like, don't, you know, if there's, like, a fight, don't get involved? Is everyone just afraid of getting, you know, kicked out?
I think now.
We never did that. It wasn't even like that. Like, I mean, from my point of view, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to jump in. But what I was thinking in my head, I was like, oh, shit, that's why I pushed Z when they were first fighting, because I'm not going to do shit. But, I mean, it's just more of, like, if it's, like, a one-on-one, let them go at it. You know what I mean? But I feel like if it's, like, two-on-one, like, someone else has to jump in and do something. But if it's one-on-one, fucking let them tear them up, you know? Like, that's just how I was, like, raised. I don't know what the other girls were thinking, but... I don't know.
Do you think that there has been some sizeism towards you? I'm not even sure if that's a word. But do you feel like there's been some sizeism towards you? Because I feel like, you know, if there was a really large girl on the season and people, you know, body shamed her about her size, you know, the fans would be going crazy. But I feel like a lot of people on the cast, you know, and fans have body shamed you for being so tiny. And that to me is like kind of ridiculous. But do you feel like that? Like, do you feel like with the fans and the, you know, the other girls that they were sizest?
I mean, a little bit. Like, I'm really, really skinny, but I've been skinny since I was born. Like, I have a really fast metabolism. My dad is like super, super skinny. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just like, I don't know. Talon, she was like, what, 3 inches tall, shorter than me? She's 9. You know what I mean? So it was like, they didn't try her like they did with me, but it was like, I don't know.
So you think,
I
mean, it was more personality.
Been a little bit different.
But. So you think it was like more personality wise, not just.
Yeah, yeah. I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions?
I was more vocal about it. I was more of like, I just don't care. I just don't feel the need to spend my time to explain myself to you and like why I don't like you. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't care and I just wouldn't chill with anybody. Mm-hmm. So I just separated myself.
Okay, cool. Is there anything else you want to say that you want to let people know?
No, I mean, keep watching because shit gets crazy and I'm super excited for it.
Dun, dun, dun. Awesome. Just really quickly, because okay, so last week Alex did this and he asked, you remember how we did the questions where he asked,
oh yeah,
so okay, with one, so Alex, I'm totally copying this from you, so
hey Alex,
so describe each of the girls in just one word. Tabitha,
bitch.
Eladria,
she's chill. She really is. She's chill.
Kayla.
Uh-oh. Dude, there's not even a word to describe her. Sorry.
Z.
Different.
Ryan.
Irrelevant.
Bernicia.
Rapper.
Stephanie?
The first thing that comes to my head, that's what I'm saying.
Stephanie.
Crazy!
Yay. And then I guess there's a girl named Candy who's coming. What would be your one word to describe her?
Love.
Awesome.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good. Well, thank you so much for Skyping in today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Sorry, it was good talking with you.
Oh, no, it's cool. Okay, well, thank you so much. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Thank you. Kaylee.
She has really good energy. She does. She's a really sweet girl. You know, I think, just in that interview, I felt like I knew her. She's very chill. And yeah. I feel like a lot of times people take, you know, just a person who's just relaxed and chill. Because you're super relaxed, you know? And, like, I feel like people sometimes, you know, they take that as like, oh, you know, you're low energy or you're something.
Right.
But it's like, no, it's like you're just not about drama. You're not about gossip. You're just, you know, living your life.
I agree.
So Kayla was like really trying to, you know, stir up drama in the Jeep. And then, you know, there was that whole like backseat driving thing where, you know, Kayla was like, oh, you almost hit that, you know, guy. And Ladria was like, no, you know, like, you know, you stopped scaring me. What did you think about that?
That, I mean, I really hate it when people are backseat drivers for one. So I can definitely feel Ladria on that. Don't be telling me how to drive. Mm-hmm. And when your ass be driving, you driving like 60 miles an hour in a 20 mile an hour road, you know. So, I mean, don't be a backseat driver. But at the same time, I just feel like the argument is petty altogether.
Yeah, it was
like,
just, it was
are you
extra.
Guys really having an argument about
that was,
this?
That was
but
extra
that's when
as hell.
You know, like, you're just really super irritated with someone, like when you have that boyfriend and you're tired of his ass and anything he does, like, he can chew. And his chewing just annoys the hell out of you. Like, he can bat his eye, and you're like, oh, my God, he bat his eye. Like, it's the end of the
world. I'm going to kill him now.
You know? So, yeah.
I think
it's totally one of those situations with them. Like, the love-hate and the hate was definitely very strong.
So then Kayla wants to get rid of Z and Kaylee. She's, like, totally over them. She's talking about it. Bernie, they're, you know, playing that, like, little game. You know, which I just thought was very stupid. So then Bernicia gets a call from a producer, and he wants her to come in.
Alcatraz.
Yeah. Ooh. good for you for picking up on that. So then Kayla and Ryan are playing, they're playing that game, Bernicia goes to the studio, and she does, you know, she plays this rap, but you could tell she was nervous. She was like, oh, yeah.
You could definitely tell she was nervous. On SoundCloud. But I also felt like, because I've gone to the studio with rappers before, where I'm like, I have my pen and my pad, and I'm ready to, like, really work, and then you have other girls that are around you. So I feel like maybe the girls were kind of cramping her style a little bit in that moment. And she's like, yo, chill. This is my moment. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, like, just let me talk. Like, I kind of felt that. I got that. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
See, I felt that vibe. I got a totally different vibe. But, you know, now that I see that through your eyes, I'm kind of like, oh, maybe,
like,
you're right.
Yo, chill. This is me. Let me talk. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, because what was it? Winter, she starts speaking. And I guess that's where maybe Aladria gets a little annoyed, because Kayla can maybe tend to always
make it about
her. I kind of do that a little bit too. Not make it about me, but I definitely relate to a lot of people that, you know, a lot of things that people say. I'm always relating. Like, I always have a story for it. So I don't think she intentionally does it to, like, put the attention back on her. But I mean, in the studio in that moment, it was kind of like, okay, Kayla, are you the rapper or is Bernicia the rapper? Let her speak for herself and let her talk to the producer. And honestly, I don't think, maybe, I don't know if Bernicia, because I know the only reason why we would have other girls come with us certain places is because we had no choice. And, like, for me, my license was suspended while I was on Bad Girls, so I never got to drive. Hated it, because then someone else always had to drive me. So I don't know if that was Bernicia's situation, but I wouldn't have taken any of them with me. I would have went by myself, maybe one other girl that I was really cool with. But, you know, as far as business is concerned, I learned my lesson. So,
well, I really liked that Aladria seemed so happy for Bernicia.
Yeah,
I
mean, she did. She really wasn't hating. She wasn't on the hater train.
Yeah, and she was really supportive. And I loved seeing that, because
it seems like everyone's very supportive of Bernicia in the house, actually. Like, I haven't heard anyone hate on her. And I do, like, appreciate that out of this season. I hope it's not a jump on the bandwagon just because it sounds like it's cool to be nice to her. And I hope it's all genuine. But yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
And I liked, so she said that it was a very powerful, you know, like, song for her, because her sister died, and, you know, it was about her. Yeah, it was about that. And then, you know, like, about foster care. So that was really awesome that, you know, she could she could allow that, you know, to be seen on national television.
Right.
And, you know,
pretty cool.
Yeah, and she said that she doesn't want to be a one-hit wonder. I know. I really hope, you know, the best for her. I think she's talented. I think she's got a great look.
I've heard some of her stuff. Nothing that I've seen them air on Bad Girls, but I've, like, done my little research, and I really do like her music. I like what she's saying.
Yeah, me too.
I feel it. She has a good flow, for sure. Go, Bernicia.
I think she's a full package. So, Aladria goes outside and tells Z, she's like, you need to swing. If somebody comes at you, you need to swing. Which came out of nowhere to
like,
Z.
Like, is this forewarning?
So then Z was, like, paranoid, like, as hell at that point. I mean, you could just see, you know, like, something switch over in Z's brain, because she was like, what? But that's so normal. You know, if someone comes up to you and they're like, hey, somebody comes at you, you gotta swing. Which, I mean, thanks. I mean, who are you really talking to, though? Because, like, let's be real. Like, Z, of course, is going to swing, you know? So then Z and Kaylee, they're talking about, like, you know, if, you know, maybe we'll get jumped, or I don't even know what they were saying, but they were just talking about, like, if that was going to happen. So it kind of seems like, you know, the girls really are nervous about her.
Right.
So then, you know, Kaylee's on the phone, and, you know, blah, 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 another side. Oh, Kaylee was saying, she was on the phone, but she was saying, like, you know, you're going to see another side of me.
Right.
Which makes me feel like, you know, maybe there's some foreshadowing.
Kaylee's about to bring
it. Yeah, maybe, you know, Kaylee will do something, which, I mean, she did, you know, she was in that physical altercation in the beginning. So, you know, they're, like, bickering, and, oh, my God, I have so many notes. We have to wrap up in, like, 2 minutes. Okay, so they do the sandwich eating contest. Then Kayla calls her friend, and says that, you know, Aladrian is fake. Kayla. And, you know, Kayla's just, like, doesn't, you know, she's just kind of saying that she's, like, above it. You know, she doesn't understand, like, why Aladrian is her friend and then not her friend.
I feel like Kayla's more genuine about the friendship, for sure. Aladria, when I hear her talk about it, it's kind of like, oh, F her, you know, like, just super shady. And it seems like the understanding that Kayla has about the friendship is not the same understanding that Aladria has about the friendship. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're on two different plateaus of what they're thinking the situation is between the two of them. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and then I know it goes to the point to where they get to the club and then Aladria gets angry because Kayla brings her nobody friends over, mm-hmm. whatever the case is. Now, for that, I would be pissed. Like, quit bringing your friends to crash our party, drink our bottles, sit at our table. Mm-hmm. Like, a few friends is cool, but not every time we go out to the club, mm-hmm. or almost every time we go out to the club. So I can understand that, but Aladria, I feel like she's being, like, passive-aggressive in the moment.
She's, like, not
whatever
telling
the issue
her.
Is, she's not saying it in that moment. She's making up another issue that's really not the issue, mm-hmm. and then, like, storming up about it, and they get into a fight. So, yeah.
Which, my question about that is, I wonder if Aladria really did have all these feelings, or if when she got, you know, in front of the cameras, if production said to her, you know, how do you... Because they'll do that. Where they'll be like, you know, like, mm-hmm. Aladria, how do you feel about her?
About
and then
that.
You'll say, well, she's okay. And like, no, but how do you really feel? And they'll
exactly.
really, like, you know, they'll milk
you. And they'll
keep
prying and keep prying until you say, finally,
until you say
one, ding, ding,
what
ding,
they
ding,
want.
Ding. That's what we wanted to hear.
So, yeah.
And we use that.
So I'm kind of like, I don't know how much of, you know, with this Aladria thing that they're really, you know, focusing on. Okay, so the girls get in the fight. So, really quick. So the main fight that happens at the very end is Aladria and Kayla. And Ooh. As, you know, the building up point. So I hope, I don't know, do you think they're both going to go home, like Stephanie said?
I don't know. Maybe Aladria, because she bit her, even though it was incidental. Maybe that's a little too much. I don't really know. This one's a tough one. I don't really... Maybe neither of them will go home just yet.
I think that, what Stephanie said, I think that maybe Winter just goes home because she's like, I'm not doing this anymore. And maybe Aladria goes home because of the bite. But I feel like it wasn't intentional. And I feel like they will consider that, you know?
Yeah, it was Mike Tyson and Holyfield. That's what mm-hmm. happened. It was a replay.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of... It was... What did you feel about the fight? Did you think that... I don't know. I felt... indifferent about it. I didn't think it was like too bad.
I mean,
I feel like
we saw them tumbling
good.
Around. We saw a lot of, I saw wrestling for me. Mm-hmm. The few seconds that I did see them fighting. I mean, as far as why the fight happened, I think it was stupid. I don't mm-hmm. feel like Kayla wanted to fight. She kept repeating that. So clearly she was not in, I'm ready to whip a bitch ass mode. Like, girl, chill. You're being petty. I don't feel mm-hmm. like what we're arguing about is even relevant enough to have a fight. But she wants to keep going on and on. And I think that has to do with the underlying jealousy that is not being spoken about mm-hmm. between Aladria towards Kayla.
You think it's jealousy of her appearance, or you think it's jealousy just that she's getting more attention?
I think it's maybe both. Maybe mm-hmm. both. Excuse me, my throat is like a whack today. Maybe both. Like, I think it's appearance, and I think it's also the attention of the cameras, okay. too.
I
think, you know, I mean, but I don't understand why, because her appearance is great.
She's spectacular.
You know,
she's a 10 out of 10.
Like, she has the total package, no matter how the package got there. She has it, and it looks good. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, she seems super cool. And the cameras love her, too. So, like, why can't we all just get along? Mm-hmm. Like, let her get the attention. You're getting just as much as attention as well. Mm-hmm. And that's that. But maybe if she didn't put up a fuss about her so much, then she wouldn't get as much attention.
Yeah, I think so. So there is not going to be an AfterBuzz next week, guys, on the 18th. But thank you so much for joining us. Kayla, how can they find you online?
My Twitter is at BadGirlKC. My Instagram is Back by Popular Demand. That's going to be 2 K's for that back. And yeah, Facebook me if you want to, too. It's Kayla's World, and that's ITZ.
And then you can find me everywhere at Kristen Kelly TV. I actually just released 2 new videos. I release videos every week. I will leave a comment below so that you can follow my YouTube channel. Thank you guys so much.
Yay.
This was such a pleasure.
Thank
and thank you so much to our special guest, Kaylee, for Skyping in.
Woo.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.